Track 2.7.
The day people started talking. My journey home from school is nothing special. The train's always busy, but I usually find a seat and start reading or texting my friends, making sure, like everyone else, not to look at other people. Then, 20 minutes later, I get off. But last Tuesday was different. I was happily looking out of the window listening to some new music I'd downloaded that morning when the train suddenly stopped. This wasn't unusual and I didn't think anything of it. Then, after about 5 minutes, I noticed people were starting to get a bit annoyed. They were looking around and tutting to themselves. 15 minutes later, people started getting more and more annoyed. The train still hadn't moved. The longer the train stood still, the more annoyed people became, until finally the dreaded announcement came. "We are sorry to announce that this train is delayed." That seemed to calm people down, and so we all went back to what we were doing before. But soon there was another announcement. We were going to be there for a long time. A train had broken down in front of us. There was a loud groan throughout the carriage, but then something unexpected happened. Complete strangers started talking to each other. At first, everyone just complained about the trains, but then people started talking about real things. I started chatting to a couple of young tourists sitting opposite me. They were from Spain, and they were travelling around the UK, so I recommended some places they should visit. They were having an amazing time, and were taking the delay in their stride. Next, I really surprised myself by starting a conversation with a businesswoman. It turned out that there was so much more to her than a suit. She spends her weekends mountain climbing, and was going to take 3 months off work to climb Everest. It was fascinating talking to her. I've been wrong all my life. Business people are a lot cooler than I'd thought. Then I decided to get up and go for a walk down the train. I met a woman who had been a student at my school 7 years before and knew lots of my teachers. It seems my teachers were just as strict then as they are now. People offered each other food and drink. A young woman took out her guitar and soon we were singing along. It was so much fun. While we were singing, we heard there was a diabetic man in another part of the train who needed help, and the woman from my school jumped into action. It turned out she was a nurse, and when she came back, she was welcomed as a hero. Then, after 2.5 hours, we started moving again. Everyone clapped and cheered, and some people, complete strangers 3 hours before, even hugged. Of course, this journey didn't change anything. I took the train again on Wednesday, but none of my new friends were there. All the faces were new. Although people were polite, they weren't nearly as friendly as the people the day before had been. So I sat down and started texting. But I'll never forget the day the train stopped and people started talking.